I'm the oldest of the Gatlin brothers. I never had a big brother until Johnny Cash came along. You folks might have noticed that we started this album with two bonus tracks, and you're probably asking, why in the world we put these at the beginning of the album? Well, here's the deal. My first solo album was titled The Pilgrim. In that album, Johnny Cash wrote the liner notes. Here's a little bit of what he said. And now along comes this pilgrim, Larry Gatlin. He's kind of a proud banner bearer, and the banner ain't his own. The pilgrim has his heart for sale and soul in his songs, and the price is mighty cheap. He shared some of these songs with me, even on the day that he wrote them. I wish you could have looked down his throat with me the first time I heard him sing Sweet Becky Walker and Penny Annie. You would have seen soul, heard heart, and felt fine. For the rest of my life, Johnny Cash called me the Pilgrim. Nearly 40 years later, I've now asked his son, my friend John Carter Cash, to produce newly recorded versions of two of his father's favorite songs of mine, Sweet Becky Walker and Penny Annie. This album, The Pilgrimage, it's not exactly a tribute album to Johnny Cash, but it's a storyteller's album of my journey over the last several decades, my own personal pilgrimage, and if I am a good storyteller, I owe a lot of it to J.R. Oh, I almost forgot. I owe a lot to that Chris Christopherson fella, too, so he and my daughter, Kristen Kara, she's named after old Chris, they're going to kind of kick this whole thing off. See, the Gatlin boys were still in college when I started this thing back in 1971, so I asked Chris to sing along on the harmony part, and Rita Coolidge added her part beautifully. Well, I've asked Kristen to kind of sing Rita's part, and Chris is going to go ahead and sing his.